27 to 5, Jamie Burnett with you. And just before we get to the great gigs, the great artists we'd like to see one more time, you might have noticed in the news today, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, his use of non-government email service came to light. It's a similar situation that we saw earlier this year with US presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Landed her in a bit of hot water, and our PM as well, an earlier adopter of technologies like Wicker and Confide as apps that he uses to communicate. We'll find out what it all means and, well, how significant it is as well. Still Garian is a technology expert. He joins me on Drive. G'day, Still.
Hi there, Jamie.
How significant is this, Malcolm Turnbull using non-government email services?
Well, in some people's eyes, it's very significant for two reasons. One is that the question of security has been raised. If there's something related to his business as a politician or as a minister and now as prime minister, that should this be happening on a system outside the normal ones in his office? And then there's the question of it being government records, and does this then end up in a form where it can be accessed by Freedom of Information requests, or so that it's archived properly by the National Archives as an historical record? Personally, I am not quite as concerned about some of these things as some other commentators.
Okay, is it normal for, I suppose, a prime minister or a high-ranking politician to still use a personal email or a non-government email service?
Look, we're in uncharted territory here in that we actually have a prime minister who's capable of using email and other bits of technology. This is a relatively new thing. And in the past, other senior politicians have, you know, needed a bit of hand-holding and so on. Look, I should make clear at one point that there is a whole separate secure email system for handling classified information. So this has nothing to do with that. It's
right.
Not national secrets and stuff. But it's email that, say, Malcolm Turnbull might have been sending to the media. You know, can we talk about this? Or here's the document, you know, related to that. So it's information that isn't particularly secret, or it might be made, you know, might be made public soon anyway, or, you know, we're talking just everyday use, or that's at least the claim. Look, officially it's not meant to happen, but I think anyone working in the media knows that people working in Parliament House quite often send something through an external email address just because it's more convenient for them. And this is in fact a problem facing all kinds of organisations. It's called the shadow IT department, where, you know, the IT people at your organisation don't actually know that you've got a separate email account and use from home.
Okay, yeah, the Prime Minister as well, well known for his, I think, love of technology. He's talked about Wicker and Confide as well. What exactly are those apps?
There are a couple of messaging apps which are similar to the sort of, you know, messaging you might do through SMS, or an app like WhatsApp, which now sends more short messages globally than the entire SMS system, except that once the message is sent, it's erased from your device, and then once it's received and read, it's erased from the recipient's device, so there's no record of it. Now, we've seen that in the kind of consumer environment with an app called Snapchat, and that reached some notoriety originally because people were using it to send, well, dirty pictures, not to put too fine a point on it, and you wanted them erased. But in this case, it's that kind of ephemeral communication that you might have normally done by passing a note or, you know, a little quiet chat in the corridor, and we're now doing it via apps on a smartphone, and then the message is deleted. So this really does raise the question, if it's a communication that's part of official, you know, government or ministerial business, it is meant to be kept. So as soon as we have a politician using services that are outside those set up by the government, we have the immediate question is, well, are they following the rules? And, well, we don't know at this stage. And certainly you mentioned Hillary Clinton running her own email system when she was Secretary of State. She kind of went one step. She was rolling her own, if you like. That was actually computer system on her premises. As far as we know at this stage, Malcolm Turnbull has just used commercially available services there, just like you and I might do if we were starting a business.
Still, Gary, and I remember a little earlier this year, Hillary Clinton landed in some trouble over a private email. Was that situation different or similar to this one?
Look, very similar in a lot of ways. In that the question was, is official email and anything that's meant to be classified handled in the appropriate way? Is the system secured to the standards that it should be for someone in such a sensitive position? Now, it's a little easier to answer that in Malcolm Turnbull's case. If he's using a commercial email service, then it's well as good as, you know, your typical business has. Whether it's been used for anything that should have been classified or not, well, in Hillary Clinton's case, she denies it, or if it was classified material, it was only something that had been declassified before she put it on her system. Malcolm Turnbull has said today that it's impossible to send classified information out of the classified system to the external world, and certainly there are technical measures that will be in place to try and prevent that happening. I suspect he's optimistic, saying that it's impossible for that to happen because, you know, Edward Snowden, for starters, you know, classified material can go walkies. But it's a question I think he does have to answer. But more importantly for me is that transparency, the archiving, the making of the records available for freedom of information requests. And we don't know at this stage. That's going to be very much a live political issue over the coming days, I think.
Still, Gary, and appreciate the update on that. Thanks so much.
Pleasure, Jamie.
Yeah, he's a tech reporter, Still Gary, and talking about, well, the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, today defending his use of a non-government email service since taking the top job.